This Saturday, it's the 21st annual Dallas Business Hall of Fame. It's sponsored by Junior Achievement. It is it's a remarkable group that's gone down on over the last 21 years. A lot of business leaders, a lot of quite remarkable people. But a first this time around, I think Junior Achievement is inducting the first dual national. That's John Goff, who is the CEO of Goff Capital and Crescent Real Estate and Goff Family Foundation and Capital Partners, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, good to be with you, David.
And it's you know, I say dual national, but you know, both Fort Worth and Dallas, and you've got passports for both areas. But we know you for a lot of the great construction you've done around Dallas.
Well, both cities have been great to me. This is just a wonderful business environment, and as you and I talked about, they've really grown together as a metroplex, and Dallas has just been a terrific business climate for us to own some great properties and develop properties.
You're being honored really for the entire breadth of work. And so let's go back. So you were a CPA in Houston, Texas. How do you go from being a CPA in Houston, Texas to one of the best real estate minds in the world?
Well, I wake up every morning and ask myself that. I don't know how a kid from Lake Jackson, Texas, grows into be this fortunate. But, you know, along the way, I had some great clients. I learned business through an IV drip as a CPA. It's a great way to learn business on a variety of fronts. And along the way, I had some wonderful clients that taught me a lot about their businesses. And I was so fortunate to be hired by Richard Rainwater when he left the Bass family in 86.
And you've had, you know, in addition to Richard Rainwater, you've had a lot of great partners and associates. Roger Staubach when he started the Staubach Company, and Carolyn Rose Hunt was a partnership with yours.
Definitely, and it's wonderful people, and, you know, it's because of all the relationships that really gave me an opportunity to get to where I am today.
You know, it's interesting. You must have developed a sense of timing, because we all look back on your sale of Crescent Real Estate back right at the top, absolute top of the markets, the stock market, the real estate market, and everything else, you know, just before the crash in I guess it was 2007. And then, of course, you bought it all back. But what, $6.5 billion sale for Crescent Real Estate then?
It was $6.5 billion on August 3rd, 2007. I think about it every day, and it wasn't a day too soon.
Was it conquering greed? I mean, how do you have the timing like that?
You know, I can't say I was smart enough to see what was about to happen in the economy, and specifically on the real estate front. But things just didn't feel right, and I do operate a lot out of just my gut. And I certainly know at that point in time, we couldn't find anything to buy, and we were getting crazy prices unsolicited to sell assets. So I felt like it was a great time to just monetize the company and give our shareholders a good return.
Well, and then you had money in your pocket to go shopping at some deep discount prices. They held quite a sale in 2009.
It was a heck of a sale, and I even had the wonderful opportunity to buy Crescent back at a big discount from what I sold it for. So I partnered with Barclays Bank to do that in late 2009.
So you build pretty buildings. I remember when we were talking and you were describing what McKinney and Olive was going to look like, the Pelley design building that you put right behind the Crescent, and even the senior living facility that you put up in Preston Center, something sort of classic about those.
Well, you know, there's really two reasons. A, it's a lot more fun to build pretty things, and I just like the feeling that it gives me and others to have, you know, a wonderful addition to the skyline. And two, I have found those type of properties to ultimately become worth more. So it's really quite simple, and it certainly makes my job more fun.
You know, and I didn't realize until I was doing a little research before our conversation that you have the legendary wellness spa, Canyon Ranch, in Tucson. How did you happen on that one? That doesn't seem like a golf investment.
Well, we were actually, we became involved at Crescent back in 97. We made an investment in Canyon Ranch, the company, and both Tucson and Lenox facilities. And along the way, we continued to increase that ownership. And then about 18 months ago, I acquired 100% just personally here in the family office. So we now own 100% of Canyon Ranch. We've moved the headquarters here into DFW, and it's just an incredible growth machine, and one that we're very excited about.
It's really a remarkable brand. I see Canyon Ranch. I mean, even Cunard has Canyon Ranch facilities on their ships.
Cunard, Singapore Airway now on the longest flight in the world, has Canyon Ranch designed cuisine as well as an exercise program. So, yeah, it's a brand that really punches way above its weight.
So what's next for you? I know you spent, like I say, when I started off, I said you're the CEO of Golf Capital, Capital Partners, the Family Foundation, Crescent Real Estate. You spent a lot of time with the Family Foundation, I would guess, too.
I do, and it's something I really enjoy, and actually the entire family is involved in one way or another, and it's a way that we're able to give back. We really focus, you know, here in our community, and specifically education, and it's a very fulfilling mission.
Well, and that brings us back, I guess, where we started out with Saturday night and Junior Achievement's Dallas Business Hall of Fame. There, you know, Junior Achievement does a lot, you know, for the youth of North Texas, and it sounds like you do too. It sounds like a perfect combination.
Well, I'm honored to be a part of it. It's a great organization, and I also think this is their 100th anniversary, so that'll be particularly meaningful.
John Goff is the CEO of Golf Capital and Golf Capital Partners, and of course, Crescent Real Estate. And it's always good to have you with us, and especially when we can congratulate you on your induction into the Dallas Business Hall of Fame. Again, we'll look forward to seeing you Saturday night.
All right, David. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.